Postcard Mail was presented by SBLI, the no-nonsense life insurance company, is now offering low rates for men and women. Call 88-GET-SBLI or visit SBLI.com for your free quote. Good afternoon, Mr. Mayo. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. I wanted to ask you about, obviously, coming up last game of the season against the Miami Dolphins. Last week, Jacksonville, we've talked with Bill Belichick this week and Vince Wilfork. They said that Jacksonville threw some things at you, maybe that you hadn't seen before on film. Concerned at all about the same this week from the Miami Dolphins?
Well, obviously, you have to be concerned at the end of the year when a team is doing different things that you haven't seen. They're working on plays that they've been working on for a long time but just never had an opportunity to run. So you have to be concerned about it, but at the same time, you have to make on-the-field adjustments, you know, before you get to halftime to kind of fix the problems.
Yeah, we'll get to the game there in a second, but I'm watching something called the Advocare Independence Bowl. There are, I think, 76 bowl games this year, if I'm not mistaken, Pete.
Yep.
And Tennessee somehow is not in one of these things.
That's not right.
5-7.
That's not right.
What has happened to your alma mater? What is going on down there?
Especially with all your SEC brethren back there with you in the linebacking corps. They're giving you a lot of crap,
man,
this week.
You think I don't hear that every day?
Who are they going to get the coaches?
It just takes a little bit of time.
Who's going to coach this team? Who's going to coach this team in the future?
Butch Jones was coaching.
Oh, God.
He has to be better than the last one, right?
That's true.
Only place you can go when you're at the bottom is up.
That's true. That's always my attitude, anyways.
Well, Dolphins last week it was Buffalo's run defense, but it's something to pay attention to because Lamar Miller, Bush, and even Tannehill, they rushed for a combined 182 yards. Something to be concerned with this week?
Yeah, you know, they're doing a great job running the football. They're also doing a little bit of, I don't know if you watched the game, but had a little bit of read option going on. So they're doing a lot of different things. The offensive line is blocking well, and the running backs are doing well. I think, Reggie Bush is close to having 1,000 yards this year rushing, and he's running the ball very well for him.
How much attention will you pay to the 1 o'clock games, particularly the ones that have impact on your potential seeding?
To be honest with you, I'm sure I'll hear it from someone, but I won't be paying attention. On game day, I pretty much try to stay focused on our game plan. I try not to watch the other games when we're playing later on.
And I know, Coach and all you guys try to say the right things, and I appreciate it, I understand it, and I respect it. However, if Indy is up, if Indy has won the game and beaten Houston, does the mentality change at all? Going into the 4:30 game against Miami, knowing that if you win, you absolutely can at least get the number two seed, and even if Denver gets upset by KC, have a chance at the number one. Does the mentality on the team change at all, knowing if Indy wins that game before you guys take the field on Sunday?
Well, obviously, guys will be very excited to go out there and play. But to be honest with you, I think guys have really, try to focus on putting 60 minutes together and coming out here playing well against the Dolphins. And, I guess we're excited to the max pretty much just to be out there and play football and trying to put together four quarters. So I don't know if your mentality changes because we're already going to be pumped up for the game.
Now he has about a full season under his belt. How would you evaluate Hightower, how he's played this year, how he's progressed?
I mean, that's more of a question you got to ask, Coach Belichick. But as far as just going out there and being a sponge and trying to learn as much as he can, I mean, he's done an excellent job. He has a lot of composure. He's going out there and making plays. He's becoming more comfortable each and every game. Like you said, there are no rookies in the NFL anymore. It's week away. It's the last week of the season, the rest of the season. So he's settling in nice, and he's doing a good job for us.
What have you seen from Tannehill? I mean, obviously not a lot, but the first game was a very close game. And the Patriots were able to basically run out the clock at the end of the game for a 23-16 win. But what does Tannehill do well that has your respect?
Well, obviously he can run the ball well. I mean, he's a great athlete, and at the same time he can also throw the ball down the field. They had some shots in the game in the first game where he barely overthrew those guys, but he got the ball out there. He has a great arm, and he has a lot of composure as well. Even when you hit him, you still have to, be concerned about the next couple of plays. So he has great composure. He's like an old man back there.
It doesn't look like, there's reports anyway that possibly Devon Bess may not be playing on Sunday. He's a little banged up, as you guys are as well. So that could take a little bit of the pressure off.
Oh, I mean, I got to be honest with you. 15, he's a great player for them. He does a lot of things on third down, but they also have other receivers that can step in and fill in nicely. Can't forget about Hartline on the outside. And then you know, Fasano on the inside, he poses a threat. You know, he can do a lot of those option routes and things like that. So
yeah,
watch out for all that.
Fasano, the last game, I think he only had one catch, if I remember correctly. That's the first time he hasn't come up with some big plays against the Patriots, because he certainly has in the past.
Right, yeah. Like you said, he's a big physical guy who's a very solid tight end in this league, and he'll do a lot of different things. He's often the point of attack in the run game, but he also can get separation down the field.
Now, obviously, you've had this in the past. Talk about, I guess, the value of that bye week, particularly with this team, with I guess every team league you look at right now with the injuries. You know, talk about having the bye week versus not in terms of getting to the Super Bowl.
Well, obviously, you get a chance to heal up. You get a chance to work on things that have caused problems during the regular season. You get to get your team ready to go and not focus on another team. But, you know, at the same time, you know, not having the bye week, you know, you won't have that rust. You want to knock off that rust. So it's positives and negatives both ways. And whatever happens with us, we'll be ready to go.
Gerard, talk about how the linebacking core gets affected, knowing what happened with the secondary last week, knowing Tlaib is banged up, knowing Dennard was out of the game, and the way that Bill had to rotate some guys in and out, McCourty had to go back to corner. Does that affect you guys as a linebacking unit during the game?
Well, obviously, it puts a little bit of strain on communication when you have new guys coming in and out, but the guys have done an excellent job in practice all week and even all year, to be honest with you. So when guys come in, it's like that next man up attitude, and guys have been coming in and done a nice job for us. So it doesn't cause that much of a problem, but at the same time, just seeing the same faces is always a good feeling. So.
Who gets your MVP vote?
My MVP?
Yeah, who gets it?
MVP vote.
Yeah, but if you had, well, I understand that, but if you had one, who would get it?
Tom Brady.
Yeah, that's cool. What I figured.
By the way, congratulations on another Pro Bowl, by the way.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What was I going to say? I was going to ask you this, and we tried this last week and we're going to try again. I heard Gronk looked awesome in practice this week. True?
Undecided. I don't know, man. You got to ask Gronk. I haven't seen him in practice. I'm on the other side of the ball. We separate the entire practice, and I don't even see those guys.
So he's not like, you know, burning your butt or anything, going by and catching balls past you or nothing like that? You know, you're shutting him down. So you're telling me you're shutting him down?
That's what you said.
I'm sticking to it. All right, Gerard, good luck this week, and I hope you guys get the bye and get healthy. And either way, we'll look forward to talking to you down the road.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thanks a lot. Patriots linebacker Gerard Mayo.